I want to talk today about my cat. Conversation occurring with the community rabbis and its connection to Parshat Pinchas and pluralism. My cat, Misty, is awesome. She's the best cat, of course, because everyone's cat is the best cat. But the reason I'm saying that today is she just had some blood work done at the vet, and the people who care for her have talked and said, both her groomer and the vet, that Misty is amazing because she lets you do the work on her. And the phrase they used was that she trusts people. She trusts people. And that's beautiful, right? I mean, we're like 20 times larger than she is. Might not be so easy to trust monsters walking in your midst. And yet she does because she has an experience of relationship. This week we had a really interesting discussion among the rabbis of Oregon. And the Oregon Board of Rabbis, which is currently chaired by Rabbi Eve, represents sort of the full diversity of our community's leadership. And a few of the rabbis are organizing what I think is a lovely event on Tisha B'Av, which commemorates the destruction of the temple. And as a sense of that tear in the fabric of the society, a number of rabbis in their communities, I'll be out of town, so I haven't been able to support this myself, though I think it's a lovely thing, are going to sort of speak about what's happening to people at the border. And separate apart from whatever one's politics are about the children down there and those difficulties, it's a really interesting notion. And one of my colleagues wrote back on our listserv, I think the cause is great, but does it have to be on Tisha B'Av, which is the Jewish day of national mourning? Can't we have something for ourselves, and can't we do this some other day? And it brought out a lot of different commentary, these different perspectives where people stand, the tension in Judaism of both our universal drive towards a perfected world and social action, and the particularism that needs to celebrate occasions in the life cycles of us and to preserve the very culture that brings forth our universalism. Really interesting question. And it was a beautiful exchange between people, regardless of their perspectives. But it got me really thinking about this week's Parsha, because my favorite name for God appears in this week's Parsha, in which God is called Elohei Aruchot Lechol Basar, God of the spirits of all flesh. God of the spirits of all flesh. And you can hear it's sort of this pluralistic statement of God's name because it represents and says that God is God for everyone. And the Talmud, the oral law of our Jewish tradition, as Rabbi Mordechai Silverstein wrote beautifully about in this week's Torah Sparks, took that phrase, and they spoke about how it is really about all the differences of opinions which Judaism welcomes. All these perspectives in our argumentation, and if you haven't hung out with us yet, we're kind of a boisterous people. We like to argue. And yet, what holds that capacity to argue together without it descending into hatred and malice and anger and polarization is at heart this sense of trust like Misty had. It's a trust in the process. It's a trust in that we can hear other people's voices and still be ourselves. It's a trust that we may not know everything and that we might learn from others. It's a trust not in egalitarianism, which is a beautiful value but somewhat limited, but a foundational trust in pluralism that says each of us has a right to a voice and a way of being in the world, and that if I extend that to you and recognize your humanity, it usually is returned. And right now, I think that this lesson that my cat and that God knows are clearly in greater demand. As we heard in Gabe's Devar Torah, Pinchas had a problem with that. And it wasn't just anger, though it certainly was anger, as Gabe really drew forth. Pinchas watched behavior, which was not appropriate, for sure. But he said, I can't live with people who think like that in my world. And therefore, I will take up my spear, and I'll make sure they're not in my world. And there's a lot of ways to understand that breach shalom, that covenant of peace that God gave him on account of that action. We can understand it, as Gabe beautifully did, as this attempt to find an inner peace that keeps us from letting our anger get out of check. But the word shalom, as many of us know, has the root of wholeness and completeness of shleimut. And there's another way to understand that that breach shalom is the way in which God was wishing for Pinchas the ability to grasp and feel connected to the wholeness of life and society, was wishing on Pinchas that same capacity to be an Elohei HaRuchot L'chol Basar, to recognize the incredible integrity of each of us, our views, and the way we operate in the world, and the ability both to argue about them, but also know that at the end of the day, we set aside our arguments, we find a way to open our hands, and like Misty the cat, trust the people around us and know that we're all in it together. To the extent that we're able to do that, then all of us indeed will have that breach shalom, that covenant of peace, and our society, and our homes, and our schools, and our own souls will all be better for it. Shabbat shalom.